Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. As you know, we do bring the show to you to teach you and educate you about different injury subjects each week. We do it because we want you to have the information. These insurance companies that fight you and try to beat your injury claim have their information. They have their own strategy. They have their own legal game plan. They'll just never tell you about it. They want to beat you, then defeat you, and beat your claim, period. They want to keep the money, period. That's the way it works. You're at war with the insurance company once you've been injured. And you know there's a safe haven you can go. It's Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. And I'll tell you what, if you come to see us at any time on an injury claim, we've got a free initial consultation. And you say, well, I hear that all the time, but we also have a free legal game plan. And the legal game plan is tailored to your case, your needs, your medical condition, your injuries, the way the accident happened. And when you really think about it, doesn't that make sense? It makes sense because you do need a strategy, and we call it a legal game plan. You need a strategy. Sometimes it has to change midstream. Sometimes it has to change at halftime, like a football game, like a basketball game. But the point is you need a strategy, and the point is you need a legal game plan, because the insurance companies that you fight, that fight you, that want to defeat you, have their own legal game plan. They have their own strategy. They have scripts when they ask you questions over the phone. They want to get certain information from you. They know that you're not represented. They know that you don't do this for a business, and they do it for a business. It's an ordinary day for them. It's not an ordinary day for you. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Okay, we're in the middle of our series here with regard to how do insurance companies try to beat your claim, your injury claim. And this has been going on for a while. We have a lot to cover. We've covered a lot already. You can listen to any of our shows or our podcasts on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Just go to championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website, and we do it for you. I mean, really, you need information. We've heard all the time information is empowering, but it truly, truly is. If you're educated, you know what to do. If you're educated on these subjects, you know what your rights are. You know, and Brad and I've said many times, you might be an IT specialist. We don't know anything about IT. You might be a nurse. We don't know anything about nursing. You might be an engineer. We don't know anything about engineers. We use them in our business. We use nurses in our business. And so we are sharing our information with you so that you'll be better prepared when you have an injury claim. Okay, so last week we were talking about medical bills. We covered a lot about medical bills. And, you know, really the question is, what makes up part of your claim? What makes up your claim? How do you present a claim to the insurance company? And you present your damages. One element, one category of your damages are medical bills. We're going to cover the rest in these shows. But, you know, Brad, we talked about medical bills. We talked about how we talked about MedPay. Let's talk a little bit about subrogation, what people can look for, what it means. Subrogation is a fancy legal word, and how it affects you on your injury claim.
Right. Subrogation is a fancy legal word for the fact that your health insurance company, if the health insurance company has paid any money for your medical bills or for the injuries you sustained as a result of an accident, you collect from the person who caused the accident, then your health insurance company wants that money for itself, and wants to get paid back. There are certain rules that apply that can stop that or will modify whether or not they get that money. The health insurance company will say, look, in the contract, we have an automatic lien, the contract of insurance. We have an automatic lien. We have an automatic right to that money. We have a subrogation right. We're exercising it. It'll put your lawyer on notice. Once your lawyer is on notice, your lawyer has a responsibility to deal with the matter. Your lawyer can't just ignore it. If it's an ERISA plan, that's what we call a federally sponsored plan that's through your work, where the insurance is being paid from retirement income pool of money that's being provided by employees, then it's got a whole new set of rules. So you have to understand what you can and can't do in that regard. But the bottom line is when you're dealing with the subrogation right, it's a fancy word for the fact that your health insurance company wants your money. And there's ways that you don't necessarily have to give it to them. There's no ways that certain factors have to be addressed before you have to give it to them. So you want to be careful about whether or not you automatically give them that information. We've talked before, and I'm going to keep talking because this is so important. We've talked before, and we have to keep talking about the fact that when we deal with health insurance and when we deal with medical insurance and we deal with insurance from your car, that you need to have MedPay. You need to have protection for the initial charges. You need to get that from your car insurance. Nowadays, with the concern that we have over how much affordable health care insurance and what the insurance is going to be, you need to have MedPay, and please try and get it for even more than the $5,000. But don't reject it. Don't reject your MedPay. Don't reject your uninsured motorist. Don't reject your underinsured motorist. And when you get to the point where the bills have to be paid, you need to protect your rights. And that means when the hospital or doctor does intake and they ask you who's going to be responsible for this, the first entity you refer them to is your health insurance. You don't refer them to the other side's car insurance company. You don't refer them to your MedPay because they'll take advantage of that. So you got to follow basic rules. And Gary, we've talked about it so many times. It's something that's important for people to understand.
Right. You know, subrogation is a big deal in an injury case. So you need attorneys that are aggressive. You need attorneys that understand the laws, the rules, the regulations pertaining to subrogation, meaning when you recover from the at-fault party's insurance company, you have to pay your health insurance back. You have to pay maybe an ERISA plan back. You have to pay Medicare back, and they were paying your medical bills as you went, as you treated, and so you have to pay them back. And so, but there's ways to approach this, and obviously we can't cover every way, in this shows because it's very, very complicated and very detailed. It's an insurance maze and a legal maze that you really, really don't want to navigate on your own. It's got a lot of guesswork by you. It's not guesswork to experienced attorneys, and you can put our legal game plan to effect for you. Part of our legal game plan deals with subrogation. Our legal game plan that we give you is based on Brad and my over 30 years of experience helping injured victims. It doesn't get any better than that. You think we've seen it all, and we have. That will benefit you. You will know what to do, and we'll know how to approach subrogation for you. You need to understand that's an element of damage that pertains to your medical bills, that pertains to your recovery and your injury claim, and you need to understand it before the claim is made. And so you can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Let's talk about, we've talked about medical bills, so that's part of your claim, right? You got that one down. And remember, for every element of damage, every category of damage, you got to talk about past damages and future. Past means from the date of the accident up to, maybe if we're talking about it, to today. That's past. Future means from today forward. Next week, it'll be from the date of the accident up until next week when we're talking about it. Usually, it's based on a trial date or a settlement date. But past damages start from the time that the accident happens. The insurance companies never really want to talk to you about future damages, meaning future, what's going to happen to you in the future. If you've injured a shoulder, are you going to have an earlier onset of arthritis? So now we're going to get into that subject. We've covered medical bills. That's one category of damages. Now we're going to get into the second category of damages. That's physical injuries. Well, what do you mean physical injuries? Well, you know, I don't really understand that, and you probably don't. What you do understand, what you do know, is in this accident, you got rear-ended or you got T-boned, or you got maybe there was a head-on collision, somebody cut in front of you, something like that. What you do know is that your neck is killing you. What you do know is maybe you have low back problems. What you do know is you get maybe have a shoulder separation or a positive MRI or a CT scan that shows a brain bleed or a compromised disc in your vertebrae. That's what you do know. It hurts. It's killing you. So, Brad, how do you approach all these physical injuries? It could be a shoulder. It could be a low back. It could be the SI joint. It could be L4, L5. It could be C1, C2, C3. It could be an atlantoaxial injury in the neck. Your attorneys need to know the medicine, need to know how to process the medicine, and present the claim to the insurance company.
Right. When you meet with your attorney and you start talking about your injuries, your attorney should have some basic working knowledge of these injuries and what may be causing your injuries. Attorneys that have been in the personal injury field for a long time, they understand the most common injuries that will occur from car accidents, from traumas. And you need to meet with doctors who have that same information and knowledge about what kind of injuries can result from the accident. That's an important aspect of your case because you need to know exactly what's coming from the accident. We've talked about it before, and listen to our other shows if you can, about how the insurance company will try and blame other things for your injuries or for your physical condition. But you have these injuries, physical injuries, and these physical injuries are compensable. You should get money for these physical injuries because the only reason you have them is because somebody was negligent and they caused harm to your body. And so you need to be able to look at those physical injuries and account for them. That's one of the things that depends on an open communications with your lawyer. You've got to explain things to your lawyer. You've got to know what to look for. The lawyer has to tell you what to look for. You have to understand that some of these can be have delayed onset. You have to understand that some of these can get worse. Recently had a client in my office who was talking about the fact that she had been rear-ended, and she was talking about the fact that she had foot pain and toes, and her toes were numb and tingling, and she didn't understand why that would be that way, and she wasn't certain what had happened from being rear-ended until we went over what was happening about her physical anatomy and how it works and why there would be pain in her leg and in her foot as a result of being rear-ended. You need lawyers who understand this, and you need to understand that when those pains come, you need to be checked out by doctors. When you've been in an accident, it's important that you have the doctors check you out in every which way. You have a window of time where you're going to be able to have these be checked out and have that be the responsibility of the negligent party. If you lose that window of time and you still have that pain because you've let it go, you haven't been diligent in getting it taken care of, you're going to put yourself in a bad situation because now you're not going to have the money available to address the injury.
Right, and this is all part of your claim. We're trying to educate you. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. These are real offices, not virtual offices. We're glad to meet with you. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We have for years. We can do injury cases, car accident cases, and we do workers' compensation cases, and we do them very well because that's what we do, and that's what we've done for years. You can put our experience to work for you and get a free legal game plan, 303-795-5900, or our website, championsofthepeople.com. We're talking about your physical injuries today as part of your claim, as part of your damages. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've been in business for over 30 years helping injured individuals put their lives back together again. You need help on the claim. You need advice on what to do. You need your own strategy. Enter our legal game plan. We've developed a legal game plan. And the best part of it is it's all tailored to you individually. I think we're the only attorneys that have developed this type of a legal game plan. We've recognized over the years insurance companies have their own legal game plan. They just don't tell you about it. They've got scripts when they ask you questions. The first phone call to an adjuster is very, very important. You know, I've had people tell me, well, I heard you on the radio say, well, you don't have to sign these forms for the at-fault insurance company, Gary or Brad. I've heard you say you don't sign those forms, but I feel like I have to. I feel like they're going to think I'm cheating or I'm not cooperating. We don't have to cooperate with these people. They're trying to take advantage of you from the very, very beginning. You need to do certain things. You need to cooperate in a certain legal way, and that's why one of the reasons we do all these shows. Okay, today we're talking about your physical injuries. That's another category of damages. This is how you present a claim. This is how you legitimately, truthfully, thoroughly build your claim to present to the insurance company. You know, think of it this way, Brad, and we're talking about physical injuries, but if somebody was injured, and let's say they went to 25 chiropractic visits, they've seen a neurologist, they've seen their PCP doctor, he referred them out for an MRI, and let's say they have 300 pages of medical records, or 100 pages of medical records, it doesn't matter. And if you only give the insurance company, I'm making this example up right now, if you only give the insurance company 5 pages of your 400 pages of medical records, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, the insurance company is not going to recognize the nature and extent of your injury. And this is where it gets tricky. It gets very tricky because you need somebody who can look through those medical records and determine what should or shouldn't be given to the insurance company. Let's say there's 100 pages. You're not going to be able to satisfactorily represent your client by giving him 5 pages, especially, you know, it's 100 pages. It's over 6 months of care. You're not representing your client correctly if you're not giving them more than 5 pages. On the other hand, the doctors, a lot of times when they take a history, when they get information from you, they may be putting stuff in the history that is not and should not be discoverable or be made available to the insurance company. There you need a lawyer who can take that information out. And that's something the lawyers have to understand. And that's something that, you know, you have to understand when you're trying to determine, this is a little bit of a sideline, but when they say, what's your case worth or what's the value of your case? And, or let me tell you what your case is worth. There's no way that when you walk in to a lawyer on your first time in the office that a lawyer can look at you and tell you what your case is worth. A lawyer can't do that. If a lawyer is doing that, then be very cautious and be concerned. Also, if a lawyer is giving you advice on how to run up unnecessarily and inappropriately the bills, or how to make your case worth more by running up costs that would not be legitimate, you need to get away from that lawyer. Don't be talking to him. There's other tactics lawyers will do, but you've got to be careful with that. But a lawyer saying, I'm going to tell you what your case is worth when you first walk into my office, that lawyer is going to be doing you a grave disservice because it can't happen. Lawyer has to have time to learn what your injuries are, has to have time to look at the medical records, has to have time to learn about you and how this affects you, has to have time to learn what's going on with your physical injuries and how those physical injuries result in some kind of detriment to carrying out your activities of daily living in your job. But when we get to the bills, as Gary was talking, the medical records, that's where you need somebody who understands what should and shouldn't go to the insurance company out of those medical records so you can accurately give them a picture of your injury.
There's legitimate ways to protect medical records. We can't cover that in this show. We've covered it in other shows. The seminal leading case in Colorado by the Supreme Court is called Alcon versus Spicer. And it outlines the criteria that you use legally to whether or not you can or should give certain records to the insurance company or not. But when you sign their forms where they want to get all your medical records, then you're waiving all your protection. That's why they have their script. That's why they have their legal game plan. That's why when they're talking to you on the phone, they tell you, hey, we're going to send you a few forms. You know, and I can't adjust your claim unless you fill these out. That's not right. That's not true. They can. They want all your records when they're not entitled to all of your records, and it's just that simple. So that's just a small part, but very important and significant part of this entire picture. But Brad is right. You know, Brad, let's talk about the why for a second. You know, why People ask me all the time, you know, what is my case worth? And I tell them, I don't know. And they kind of look at me like, who are you? What do you mean you don't know? You're an experienced, very experienced personal injury attorney. And sometimes I say it, I know. I don't know. But I will know. We will know eventually. We will have a very firm grasp on what your case is worth. But you don't. One of the reasons, the whys we don't know what the case is worth is because we don't know what the protocol of treatment is. We don't know what the ultimate diagnosis is going to be. Sometimes your doctors don't even know right now what your diagnosis is ultimately going to be and what your consequences and sequelae of the injuries and symptoms are going to be. They don't know. If they don't know and the doctors don't know and the attorneys don't know, how does the insurance company know to pay you? So it has to be developed legitimately, truthfully, completely. Let's talk about the whys, Brad. It can depend on injuries. It can depend on what's going to happen to you after the accident. It's going to depend on your treatment. Maybe you need surgery, that sort of thing.
Well, start with the first why. If it's a back injury, let's say, or any particular injury, and the doctor is giving you treatment and sends you to physical therapy. The minute a doctor sends you to physical therapy, ask the doctor, will this make me 100% better? And the first thing the doctor is going to say is, I don't know. We'll see how physical therapy works out. Ask the physical therapist, will this make me 100% better? The physical therapist is going to say, I don't know. We'll see how it works out and how you progress. How in the world can a lawyer be telling you which case is worth if the doctor and physical therapist doesn't even know if you're going to get 100% better? You got to have time to figure out what's working. Ask the doctor when he's sending you physical therapy, is this the only care I'm going to need? They're going to say, I don't know. We'll see how the physical therapy works, and we'll see whether or not you're going to need epidural steroid injections. We're going to see whether or not you're going to need a rhizotomy. We're going to see whether or not you might need surgery. We're going to start with the most conservative treatment, and we're going to go forward to determine what it takes to get you into some kind of condition where you can be back to as close to normal functioning as possible. And whether or not you'll ever get there is something that the doctors will say, we don't know. So, you know, you can't value a case without knowing where you're going to end out. And when lawyers start trying to do that, they're doing one of two things. Either they're valuing it too low because they don't take into consideration all the care you're going to need because they can't possibly know it, or they're giving you a value that's too high because they simply want to sign you up. They want to get you to be their client, and then they'll give you the disappointing news later on as time goes by when they look and they say, well, there's been some changes to what we understood when you first came in, so now the value isn't quite the same.
Right, and you need to pay attention to this. Your lawyers need to know about this and pay attention to it. So you need to understand the common sense of this. Let's look at the common sense. Part of your damages for every category we've said, Brad and I said, are your future outcome. Well, you might need surgery in a year and a half. You might go through conservative modalities of treatment. So how does an attorney know what your case is worth today? How do you know when you don't know what the future holds or what the final diagnosis is going to be? You know, Brad, about 3-4 years ago, we had a caller on our live radio, Saturday morning radio show. We have a live show. You can call in and ask us questions on any subject. It's on KHOW 630 AM. That's AM on the dial. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. But we had a caller call in and said, you know, the insurance company's trying to give me a really quick settlement. I was rear-ended. My neck is hurting. And the accident was about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And, you know, they want to offer me $2,500. And do you guys think I should take it? And I remember very vividly asking him these questions. And I said, you know, question number one, well, you have been the doctor? Yes. And question two, has the doctor told you what your diagnosis is? No. What has the doctor told you? She told me she doesn't really know yet. We're going to treat and we're going to see how things go. She has a suspicion about my neck injury, but it might be a muscle injury. It might be a neurological injury, but she doesn't know yet. So I asked him on the air live, well, if your doctor doesn't know and if your attorney doesn't know, how does the insurance company know to pay you $2,500 or to offer it? I'm going to repeat that. How does the insurance company know to offer that money to you? And it's a very important question that you have to ask. You need to understand how these cases are worked up. Okay, you're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We're here to try to educate you, to give you the information you need when you've been injured. So, Brad, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, the future medical treatment. We hit on it. That's just part of the damages. We're not through. We're in the middle of our series on how insurance companies try to beat or defeat your claim. But you have to know what the final diagnosis is and the future holds.
You do. This is addressing your injuries, your physical condition, what's happened to you in the accident. And some of it's going to be, well, it's never going to resolve. Some of it's going to be it needs time to resolve. Some of it's going to be whether or not it relates to the accident. And all of it comes down to determining what kind of medical care you're going to need to address this issue. And as you start determining the medical care you need, then you have a chance. Then you at least have a chance to start deciding, okay, what's my case worth, or what's the value of the case in that particular area. Then there's going to be other elements that we're going to talk about in the future about how you consider other elements that play into the value of the case.
Right. So when you consider what your case is worth, not only do you need to understand your physical injuries and their future implication for you and what the cost of your medical bills will be in the future for you, there are other elements. So how in the world can you determine what the value of the case is right off the bat? You can't. You just can't. You're guessing. And that's why I say to clients when they say, well, you know, what do you think this case is worth? And I tell them, I don't know. And every time they look at me like I'm crazy. And I'm not crazy. 303-795-5900. Our experience dictates what we tell you. championsofthepeople.com. We appreciate you listening to our radio show. We're in the middle of our series of how insurance companies try to beat and defeat your injury claim. Once you've been left in this vulnerable position, we're here to help you. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll see you next week.